Well, I've already talked about some of my props for this morning, my soccer jersey and my shoes. I've got one more. This is as close as I've got to a soccer ball at home. It's actually the toy that our little schnauzer Skippy plays with. Do you have any idea what it would cost me, any of us, to buy the official FIFA Adidas soccer ball? $226. This shirt is not the regulation Nike Team Canada shirt. $264. So this is as close as I was able to come this morning. But these props and their cost got me thinking. What does it cost to belong or to cheer for God's team? He does have a team, you know. In our lesson for this morning, Jesus tells his disciples that whoever welcomes them is welcoming him, and whoever welcomes him is welcoming God. So there's a kind of team of sorts for God. Is there a cost? Yes and no. Of course, there's no monetary cost to joining God's team or cheering for it. As the hymn says, just as I am, without one plea. But there's a bit more to it than that. There's nothing external I have to bring or that I can bring to God's team. But internally, there is something I have to do. I have to put God first. Everything else comes second. That's a pretty heavy cost. Seek ye first the kingdom, says Jesus. Everything else flows from that. In Matthew 10, just before the reading that we have for this morning, Jesus says, anyone who loves their father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. Okay, so we put Jesus first, we put God first, everything flows from that. Is it going to be good news or bad news? You may know the name Sir Thomas More. Well, Sir Thomas More went to the scaffold for defying King Henry VIII over the small matter of Anne Boleyn. And just before he was beheaded, Sir Thomas More said to the crowd, I am the king's man, but I am God's man first. It's like that for us as well. We are to be God's men and women first. Now, don't forget, it wasn't God who put Thomas More on the chopping block. It was Henry VIII. For me, Henry VIII was a lot like the current president of the United States. Bloated, overly concerned with legacy and dynasty. Later on in Matthew's gospel, after our lesson for this morning, Jesus says about judgment, the king will reply, "Truly I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me." So the judgment takes place now. And we find, if we put God first, that we start looking after those least, the least of these, my brothers and sisters, the least of these, my children. That's how we know that we're on God's team. The question we should ask is, how am I treating the little people, the lesser people, the young people, the weak people in my life? William Blake, the famous English poet, said, "Little lamb, who made thee? Dost thou know who made thee?" Blake knew that God has a special concern for little lambs and little people and little things. Blake also wrote, "Robin Redbreast in a cage puts all heaven in a rage." Deep down, we know this. Deep down, we cheer for the underdog. Sometimes we don't have the courage to put that into practice. The Old Testament prophets, they knew that God delights more in the proper care of widows and orphans than in any burnt offerings. If we put God first, we will save our children. I chickened out this morning. I could have had two lessons, the New Testament lesson and the Old Testament lesson. Now, the Old Testament lesson was going to be the famous story of Abraham about to sacrifice his son Isaac. And I thought, oh, that's too much. I can't preach that. But when you think about it, the Old Testament lesson is saying the same thing as the New Testament lesson. Put God first, Abraham, and you will be the father of many nations. And he was, and he is. I should have had more courage. A few months ago, my friend Mike Baker, who I mentioned earlier, we interviewed, for the sake of Colburn Street United Church's archives and history, one of our fellow parishioners, a woman named Ann Alton. Some of you may know Ann. She's been around for decades doing God's good work with refugees. All the way back to the Vietnamese boat people from the 1970s and early 80s. She loved doing that work, and she said to us, she's still doing it, still loving it. After our chat with Ann was finished, I said to Mike, "You know, Mike, stories like that make church worthwhile." Mike agreed. And I could have said, "Stories like that make God smile." We can do this. In our lesson from Matthew 10, Jesus refers to a little cup of water, a little cup of water making all the difference. Well, you get the gist. Let me finish with our friends at St. Andrew's Presbyterian in Petrolia. Before we said goodbye to our guide around the church that day, Mike and I found out something remarkable. Every week, while school is in session, the congregation in Petrolia hosts what they call Hot Dog Friday. 3 years ago, St. Andrew's became aware of a food shortage facing the youth of Petrolia. One in every four students, they discovered, were missing at least one meal a week. So the church went to work. What began as a trial project in 2024 with 58 students is now a weekly free lunch program every Friday. The students of the Lambton County High School just down the street, LCCVI, are offered a meal of hot dogs, chips, and a beverage, all free of charge. St. Andrew's is now feeding an average of 250 students every week. As we were about to leave the building, Mike noticed some black t-shirts on a table. They were fresh and folded with a Hot Dog Friday logo and a quotation at the bottom, which said, "The best day of the week." Our guide told us that came from one of our students who said to us one day, "Hot Dog Friday is my best day of the week." This is what it's like to be on Christ's team. I'm still learning. I think we all are. And I've heard through the grapevine just this week that you folks here at Dundas Street Center have a reputation for doing mission work. Good for you. So I will stop preaching at you because you've already been converted. And I will close by saying, well done. Praise be to God. Let us pray. O Lord, we want to be on your team. You have called us. In some ways, it is too easy. There's no price to pay. Help us to put you first and let all things flow from that. And when we put you first, help us to see you in those who need us, the least, the lost, the lonely. Praise be to you, O God, for in them, in us, you are found. In his name we pray. Amen.